It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Wisconsin Assembly passed campaign finance bills yesterday. We'll talk to a guest who says this legislation will be good for the state.
First, today you can do more and more things without ever leaving the comfort of your own home. You can pretty much buy anything. You can work from home. You can meet with people across the globe, and the list goes on.
Well, how about going on an adventure, like a bike ride online? Might sound counterintuitive, but Eau Claire-based adventurer Jonathan Luthy is setting out to film his bike ride of the entire Chippewa Valley so anyone can explore it from anywhere.
Filming trips through nature has actually become popular, with videographers filming hours of footage from boats, from trains, and helicopters. Jonathan has actually previously filmed his kayak trip from Eau Claire to New Orleans. He's the founder and owner of Spin Vision, an interactive virtual marketing company. Jonathan, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, where did this idea come from of filming the entire Chippewa Valley?
Well, it started in real estate, but going back to that Mississippi trip, that's what really opened up my eyes to the possibilities of virtual tourism. And from there, I just saw opportunities all around me to help locals and tourists connect.
And what about that Mississippi trip?
Trip of a lifetime. So I left a career of 5 years to start this business and took 90 days off just to take a rest and polish up the business plan for Spin Vision. And it was during that trip that I really started to see the possibilities of virtual reality and just a way to share that with the world.
Well, now, this time around, you chose a bike as your mode of transportation. Why a bike?
Well, you know, I'm heavily inspired by what some of the larger companies in the world are doing, like Google Street View. They've also got a trike, and I thought adding a video component to the bike trails where viewers could sit back and watch and enjoy the trip while learning along the way would be a wonderful way to help promote our local area.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the learning along the way part. The little clip that I watched online is lovely, and it's strangely sort of soothing, too. You wouldn't expect that, but where does the learning come in?
Well, what we're working on is what I consider phase one, and right now it's just filming it. But what we're doing is we're creating interactive video. So if you can remember back to Volume 1, when they had pop-up video, there were little information bubbles that would tell you about the video you were watching. We're now doing that with an interactive component. So, for example, if you're in Eau Claire on our Eau Claire bike trail, we have a little winery right off of the trail. If you weren't from the area, you probably wouldn't know it. What we've done is we've worked on creating an interactive button that not only alerts you that it's there, but you can actually click on it and go inside and take a look.
And so you click on it, let's say a business is there, and you'll also film the inside of, say, a business?
Correct, yes.
Have businesses been cooperative with this? Are they interested in being part of this?
They are. It was, you know, tough in the beginning. It's so new, especially for Eau Claire. So what we did to kind of ease everybody into it was kind of the grocery store example of where they give you a free sample. So what we did is we created a local website called Tour Eau Claire, and we started donating a complimentary 360-degree image to every local restaurant and place of business, and those are the samples that we're using in the bike trail tour.
I want to talk a little bit about the gear that you've got. You're using, it sounds like a tricycle, not a little kid one, obviously, sort of an adult tricycle.
Correct.
What does your outfit look like?
Well, I actually bought a tricycle off of Craigslist for $150. But my camera is over 20 pounds, and it has some sophisticated motors that keep that camera balanced. Pretty expensive, and so what we had to do is we had to build a camera mount that is 8 feet above me to get the vantage point for a good view and to hold that camera securely and stable along the way.
I see. So this is why you're not using something like a GoPro, a helmet camera?
Correct. Just not the same.
Well, what does that afford you then, that more bird's eye? Not quite bird's eye, you're not up that high, but what do you get to see from that point of view?
Well, you just get to see a little bit further down the trail. If you were on a tricycle, we've tested that vantage point. You just really could not see all of the surrounding area. It was more of just the path in front of you. So by using a bigger camera rig other than a GoPro, we can actually use different lenses that are a little bit wider. And from that elevation, we can just see a little bit better in all directions.
We're talking to Jonathan Luthy right now, founder and owner of Spin Vision, an interactive virtual marketing company, and he's filming his bike trip through the entire Chippewa Valley here in Wisconsin. And I imagine some people would wonder why anybody would spend so much time just watching someone else on their bike ride or watching what they would see, who do you think is going to watch this thing and benefit the most?
You know, one of the neatest things was shortly after publishing the entire 90-minute segment that we've currently got, I was contacted by an elderly woman who just wanted to reach out and thank me for the opportunity because it was an adventure she couldn't do on her own. Just over the weekend, I was contacted by another elderly individual who said that for the last 3 days, she spent 30 minutes a day watching different segments just to get out and see things that she couldn't do on her own.
Hmm. Did you foresee that you might be getting people like that who couldn't get out of the house anymore?
You know, not at first, but as this company has grown, we started to help a number of different businesses, and one of them is a local assisted living home. And I was talking with their activities director, thinking outside of the box, and we came up with some neat ideas on how we could help their residents take virtual day trips. For example, 2 years ago, I went up to the Apostle Islands ice caves and actually captured over 50 360-degree panoramas that you can view as if you're standing right there. Their residents aren't able to get up there, and it is such a limited opportunity to see the ice caves. We captured it for the world to see.
Hmm. How much of it have you gotten filmed so far?
Say that one more time.
How much have you filmed so far of the bike trail?
Yeah, so we filmed about 10 miles from the heart of Eau Claire and 10 miles out of town and then back. The goal is to create segments going both directions. So as you reach forks in the road, you will actually be able to interact and actually click to go back the way you came from a different perspective.
Now, you talked earlier about people sort of having adventures vicariously through you, through watching this. Have you had any adventures on these trips that you've left in, that you did not edit out?
You know, when I was one of the newest projects we're working on, which is very exciting, is in the education sector. There is a 400-acre nature center here in town. It's called Beaver Creek Reserve. And doing the trail tours and interactive virtual tours, we got to see some pretty neat acts of nature. We had some animals watch us. It's just, you can really capture some of the beauty while doing this. And so that's kind of neat. We're going to be adding that so people can really get an experience of what it's like to be out in nature at Beaver Creek Reserve.
Well, and speaking of nature, we've got winter coming on. Are you only going to film in the summertime, or do you think you'll get some winter shots?
The long-term goal is to actually do it in all four seasons. Here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, we have some beautiful seasons. We're hoping to capture that because there are so many different things to do throughout the year.
And so you've got this bike trip that you're going to be filming, and you were inspired by a canoe trip on the Mississippi. What's next for you?
Well, recently bought a snowmobile. So if we get some snow this year, I've actually got a camera mount that we're looking to mount and to do the trail tours of the snowmobile trails.
So that's more of a thrill ride for people.
A little bit.
And how can we keep track of your journey online?
Well, the most current stuff is always being shared on Facebook. Just because we're constantly producing content. But our main website, spinvision.com, is a wonderful place to see a little bit about what we do, and then we can help you connect with some of the other activities we've been up to.
Now, you're a native to the area, but are you learning new stuff about the place where you live?
Absolutely. You know, we have hidden gems in our backyard, and so that's really one of the goals. And the Eau Claire area seems to be growing rapidly, and it's just such a wonderful way to share my experience growing up here. But along the way, I'm really getting to see some neat places of my own.
Jonathan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
That was Jonathan Luthy, founder and owner of Spin Vision, an interactive virtual marketing company. He's filming his bike trip through the entire Chippewa Valley.